studio probably Friday during the day, if I can, praise the Lord, to pump up this revival one more time. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. Until next time, you be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. In Jesus' name.
In the name.
All right. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
God is good in all areas of our life. Amen. Let me show you what that word good really means so that you will see the depth of it. The word good or goodness captures all of the magnificent, beautiful qualities of our great God. These words express both his character and his conduct toward us. Now, when I looked up that word in the Hebrew and in the Greek, this was a combination of words that in different places is used in to communicate different aspects of God. Moral excellence. Not bad or evil. You say God is good, not bad or evil. God is good, moral excellence. Uprightness, honorable, pleasing, pleasant, gracious, agreeable, kindness, loving kindness, precious, benevolent, beneficial, rich, joyful, happy, glad, happiness, favor, forgiveness, faithful, valuable in estimation, well, better, mercy, best, distinguished, right, prosperity, fine, wealth, beautiful, welfare. And if you want to sum it up in one word, just say blessing. God is good. Amen. All of these words, when you say God is good, sometimes it's saying God's beneficial, God's excellent, God is upright, God is full of joy, God is merciful, God is faithful, God is kind, God is gracious. Hallelujah. Now, go to Exodus chapter 33. In Exodus 33, verse 18 to 23, Moses said, "I beseech thee, show me your glory." Show me your glory. So Moses was hungry for the glory of God. Now notice where we are in the Bible. I think Jared Savelle brought this out. Now, I've shared this scripture before, but he shared some more insight into it. We're in Exodus chapter 33, right? Now the children of Israel came out in Exodus what chapter? Exodus chapter 6. They came out. So Moses saw the Red Sea part. He saw water turn into blood. He saw swarms of flies. He saw God's protection through the blood of the Lamb, which is symbolic of Jesus Christ, a type and shadow of Christ. He saw all kinds of miracles, didn't he? I mean, he's seen a fire at night and a cloud in the daytime just over those people. He's already been up on the mountain of glory, come down with 10 commandments. And in chapter 33, he's still asking God to show him his glory. After seeing all of those signs, in fact, the Bible says great signs, great wonders, great miracles. He's seen water come out of a rock and supply water to a whole nation of people without digging a well. I mean, water enough to water all those people. Some people estimate about 3 million Jews, plus all their livestock. Great miracle. They got to a place where they were thirsty in the beginning of their journey, but the water that they found was bitter. So the Lord told Moses, take that tree and put it in the bitter water. And when he put that tree down in that water, the water was made sweet. And we know that tree represents the cross, that Jesus can take bitter things and make them sweet. He can take the bitterness out of your life. If you're bitter, if you've been hurt, you're full of pain, I'm going to tell you, Jesus has the antidote. He has the anointing. He has the anointing to take something that's happened to you that's real bitter and left a bad taste in your mouth, and I mean change it into something good and put a good taste in your mouth. I mean, he can take bitter things and make them sweet. So Moses has seen all these miracles already. And yet in chapter 33, he says, show me your glory. So that means that Moses was still hungry, saying, God, show me some more. Give me some more. So it doesn't matter how great a miracle you've already seen. God can do some things you ain't never seen. You got whole denominations that'll teach you the day of miracles is past. God don't do miracles no more. They just don't know what they're talking about. Because if you got saved, that's a miracle. That you got translated out of one kingdom into another. That's a miracle. The new birth is a great miracle. How can you get saved if you don't believe in miracles? Show me your glory. And then he says, I beseech thee. The word beseech means to implore. It literally means to beg. He had such a deep passion and deep hunger. He said, Lord, show me your glory. And then this is what the Lord said. And the Lord said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. So you see, when Moses asked God, show me your glory, God says, I'm going to let you see my goodness. You see, the glory of God is manifested in God's goodness. When God wants to reveal himself to you, how does he do it? He shows you how good he is. He does favors for you that you didn't even ask. You know, God can bless you in ways you ain't even asked or even imagined. How many of you know that that's true? The Bible says that it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. God's goodness is so strong that it will make a man change his mind about God. When God show a man how good he is, and that's why we need to be praying that we would manifest the goodness of God, because God put his goodness inside of us. If you have the fruit of the Spirit, if you saved, you have the fruit of the Spirit, one of those fruit is goodness. And we are to display God's goodness by good works and good character and good actions, that people can see God in us through his goodness. So God manifests himself through his presence. He make himself known to you, that you sense his presence. You can feel his presence. God can reveal himself to you, to your physical senses. We see in the Bible that the glory of God filled the house, and it looked like a cloud in there. That was God manifesting his presence. So there's all kind of ways he can manifest his presence. He manifested his presence to Moses with a burning bush. Moses saw a fire burning in a bush that wasn't being consumed. That was God manifesting his glory. So there's all kind of ways he can make himself known. He can make himself known to your physical senses that you know it's God. You feel his presence. You can taste his goodness.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
when somebody come up to you and does a favor for you and say, the Lord told me to do this for you. All right, that's God revealing himself to you through that person. And that person is a willing vessel and say, the Lord told me to bless you with this. I wouldn't be doing this if the Lord hadn't told me. That's God having you on his mind. That's him revealing himself to you. Because a lot of time when God asks a person to do that the first time, they don't want to do it. You know, you'd be like trying to get out of it. God reveals himself in his presence. He reveals himself in his power by great acts of might and strength. Where God does something to supersede the laws of nature. When somebody say, ain't nobody can help you with this right here. And then God step in and say, I got the help. Yeah. And God does something that no man can do. He releases power. Or he releases loving kindness. And he just show you how good he is. Every time I minister, I experience the goodness of God. Every time I minister, I say, God, just your goodness. You love these people. You love my brothers and sisters. Sometimes I walk out here and won't have a thing. Now, that don't happen all the time. But there's just sometimes just seem like he just say, I got this one. He got them all. But he got this one in a special way. He said, I ain't gonna even tell you what we're gonna do today. So I find out when I come up here. And it happens frequently when I go into prisons. I pray and pray and pray and can't even get a word. Can't get not even a scripture, not even one. And then I've learned over the years to just say, just relax. He's gonna do something when we get there. So I learned how to trust him in situations like that. I say, well, I used to be real nervous about it, you know, because, the program done started. And I still ain't got nothing. I said, they're going to be calling me up here in 10 minutes, and I ain't got one scripture to say. And then somebody will get up and say one word. Or somebody will sing a song before I preach. And God will say, now, there it is right there. That's what I want you to talk on right there. I said, okay. And then he'll spoon feed me the message. And then I walk out there, and everybody say, oh, I was so blessed. I got so ministered to. And I be saying, glory to God. I ain't had nothing to do with it, you know. It was nothing but God. And when you say, hey, it was nothing but the Lord, I'm telling the truth. I ain't just using a cliche. It's true. It's God that ministers to us. Amen. Praise God. And so God reveals his goodness through his names. I'm going to proclaim to you my name. He said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. If God is abundant in goodness and truth, then you ought to have some. Amen. You ought to have abundant goodness going through you. Flowing into your life, blessing you, enriching you, causing you to prosper. And then at the same time, being a blessing to as many people as you can be. Amen. You never lose anything by ministering to other people. That's right. Your service to other people is what makes you great. If you withhold all the blessing that come to you, you're gonna die a pauper. God bless you so you can be a blessing. God bless you, put his goodness on you, and begin to do things for you that you can't do on your own. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there in the world, they say, well, you know, I did this, I went to school, my education, and they can take credit for it. But you know what? God is still good to those people. Because all the things that he's doing for them, he's just showing them how good he is, and then they just don't have eyes to see. So when they get to heaven, they'll say, well, Lord, if you had to come to me, say, well, I'd open this door for you. I did this for you. I did all these things. Well, Lord, I didn't know. I didn't know that was you. Yeah, it was me. If you'd listen. Some people have ears to hear and some don't. What about you? Do you have ears to hear? Are you hearing what God's saying to you?
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana.
I trust that you receive the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100.